It's a bond act authorizing the issuance of $4,075,000 to finance capital project RV 107 North Street. That's in the city of White Plains, one of the major gateways in the White Plains coming up from the south into the central city area.
In the spirit of accommodating legislative laws, Mr. Chairman, I would agree.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alvarado.
Yes, to go to the farm market. Commissioner Hsu, how are you this morning?
How you doing?
Good.
RV 107 North Street, from the Hutch Parkway to White Plains Road, 2.53 miles. Average daily traffic, and it was around 12,000 vehicles a day. PCI, conducted in 2010, was 67. This project, we're requesting construction and construction management bonding to the tune of $3.655 million. Previously, in 2009, the board had approved $420,000 of design bonding. So if the board passes the bonding today, we will expect to go out to bid probably in 4 to 6 weeks, and we'll have this thing done before winter sets in.
Okay. On the proposed bond act, we're open for discussion. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Commissioner. Good
morning.
To see you. We've spoken quite a bit offline about the Mount Kisco project and some thoughts that the village officials had there. Do you have a real traffic remediation plan in place for this, so that we may not have some of those same issues that they had there?
Well, the Mount Kisco issue was related to the fact that we started the project in fall, and unfortunately, the project went into the Christmas season, where the merchants live on Christmas, somewhere between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and consequently, we were able to defer some of the work into spring. But keep in mind that the Mount Kisco is a little different. Lexington Avenue is really a very confined street. It's almost like Main Street through Mount Kisco. We actually, at that project, did deploy Mount Kisco PD. And actually, the Mount Kisco PD asked us to do the detour, which we should not have followed their lead. We should have maintained it based on the plans. But actually, they had suggested that we detour traffic, which created that whole hiatus during those couple of days. So I told my staff to follow the plans. And I appreciate local PD giving us some direction, but clearly we need to follow the plans, because that's the plan that the village administrator was aware of, and therefore we should follow approval. I don't think this will be a big issue. North Street, it's not as commercially oriented as Mount Kisco, Lexington Avenue. I don't see this as a big problem.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Rogowski.
Well, from the Hutch to where North Street goes to two lanes either way. Mm-hmm. The Hutch is one lane each way. I assume that's going to cause
we use flag people, we use local
problems.
PD. We'll probably when we mill, obviously, when you mill, you're down to one lane, we'll use PD. And when you pave, we'll use PD.
You said you were going to finish this before the winter. I could suggest, Mr. Chairman, I take that road most days to get here. You could wait till next year, maybe, and I wouldn't run into that traffic problem. But no, I think it needs to be done. If I can, Mr. Chairman, I have to take this opportunity to say there's about 3/4 of a mile of Union Avenue from Harrison High School down to Mamaroneck that as bad, and I think this road as bad as North Street is, that's got to be worse. So I don't know if that's in your plan somewhere along the line, that piece. We did Union Avenue years ago, most of Union Avenue, and that's holding it pretty well. But if you can take a look at that last 3/4 of a mile, it's got to be has PCI worse than 67.
We have Mr. Burrows,
thank you.
When is the work supposed to be done? Because I'm not familiar with the area Marty is. I don't know whether you're talking about school buses. You're talking about doing this over the summer?
We'll do the bulk of the work during the summer. Yeah, this is pretty straight line work. It's pretty quick work. Most contractors leap this up in about 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah, and it's two lanes at most, but that one section is one lane each direction. That'll make it more difficult.
Ideally, if we can do it July and August, it'll take a burden off of us.
Just one other question. It seems to me, in looking over these contracts all the time, that we pay an awful lot of money, and it almost seems like it's always 10%. I don't know whether that's just something that's designed that way, but when you talk about design services, and the money that we spend to start looking into how we're going to do the project. How is that determined all the time? It's more than twice new design to me. I might understand certain projects, but this seems to be a fairly straight, narrow way. Why is there so much money?
Typically,
it's $500,000.
Typically, the budgeting, we use 10% for design and typically 10% for construction management. I will tell you that we're doing this design in-house. We've expended probably $160,000 out of the four. So we'll do this job way under, we'll do it for half.
Okay, I didn't hear that. That's my point.
Right, typically what we'll do is we'll roll the design funds into construction we build them.
Well, that's exactly my point. Maybe we should be looking at the design services of any of these construction projects. Because to me, it seems it's always coming down to 10%, whatever the value of the project's going to be. That's a lot of money. If we can do this something in-house, and you're doing it for, would you say,
right now we're building about $160,000 this job.
So less than half of that. Let's show the markup on these things, or at least 50%.
It's a planning process. We use 10% only because some jobs require more and some jobs require less. No, a paid moving job typically require a lot less than 10 because it's typically boilerplate. And there are much more sophisticated jobs where electrical and mechanical, which requires more than 10%. So we use 10% as an average in budgeting purposes.
If you're doing a lot of redesign, it can go up.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Depending on the size of the job. So. Yeah.
But if I may, I think intuitively, Mr. Burris's point is intuitively, the redesign or repaving of a road, it seems to me is that is not, it appears that how much redesign you have to do for...
Especially if it's a straightaway.
Straightaway, right.
It's mostly field work, quite frankly. We open up all the catch basins. You know, we don't want to pass a project where we don't rebuild something that we basically needs to be rebuilt as opposed to just a minor rehab. We have a lot of catch basins that basically collide and stuff. So typically most of the design work is field work to verify, open up the grades. It's a lot of grunt work.
Due diligence type
absolutely.
Stuff to make sure
you don't want to just put out a boilerplate thing and then go in the field and do as a field change because then it gets very costly.
Other questions? Have a motion?
Before the vote, Mr. Chairman, we had a concern regarding the planning procedures, Ed, that was brought up by the chairman.
Well, we had in the subcommittee because the county attorney had set out a process by which the departments are supposed to follow with respect to all the projects going to the planning board. We instituted a process by which we kind of check that for things that are coming up from the departments and looking at the resolutions, to look for the resolutions that specifically address the planning board action. We have a general resolution the commissioner provided that generally covers a number of projects. There are no specific resolutions that specifically deal with specific projects. And just for the record, we passed it through the subcommittee to come before this committee because we figured that it was something that the subcommittee would, this committee would have to deal with if there's an issue. But clearly, in terms of compliance with the county attorney's memorandum request, we couldn't sign off because we could not find specific resolutions. I think we should note it in the resolution that in the legislation that we are passing it without that, even though we didn't find a specific request because we believe that whatever requirements are met, this board determines that the requirements are met for this project to be done, so we can move forward with it.
Yeah.
But
the
planning board doesn't specifically approve every capital. They approve
the
capital program in general. So when London asks for a specific resolution for this project, it doesn't exist because that's not the way the planning board operates. The planning board approves
the whole plan. Yeah, and that's what, you know, because I was reading the memorandum that says specific projects, and that's what, it's not really approved because the county attorney clarified it for me verbally, too. He said it just has to, quote unquote, go through the process, and we struggle with what that means. But I figured that this is a process also, and so we are going through the process. I didn't want to get bugged down in subcommittee of trying to figure out, well, did we go through the process? Did we not go through the process? I think it was good enough for us, and I think it should be good enough for this committee.
And your testimony is well taken, but it's so funny how we can pick and choose in certain with different criteria depending on the wishes of a particular individual.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with any of the comments that are being made.
Mr. Bauer, let me finish.
I don't think it would ever need it.
I am just saying that I am confused with so many opinions and memos that when you begin to read stuff, you can really pick and choose whatever anybody wants. And that's exactly what the subcommittee has searched. This is a package deal, and it's moving forward. And I just wanted to highlight that in the record. The project has moved forward nicely. It's necessary. And so on and so forth. And we're moving forward. And I guess, Mr. Chairman, this is in your district, so
And it's one of the, you're familiar with, there are many, many roads throughout the county, and you watch the work on them, at least the commentary initially, you watch all of this progress, and then you watch the different steps that are taken to keep them in good repair, good operating order, and then at some point you get into a situation as where we've arrived at today, where you've got the need for corrective maintenance. Long before you get to the point of total road reconstruction, there are issues of course. The smart things to do, often include corrective maintenance on many of our roadways. So, over the years, this has been a long, very smooth road that we have taken to address the roadways that we have responsibility for. Recently, there's a whole lot of rocks in the road, and I think it has more to do with somebody has now started an avalanche, and we got to get the rocks off the road so we can continue to do the things that we're responsible to do in this county without delay. So yes, it's an important job. It's at a point now where it's properly before us, and once again for the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee, I'm calling for a motion to move this.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
For budget and appropriation?
I'll move it.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
All in favor, both committees?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, this item then is reported to the floor. Commissioner, thank you very much for your assistance with this. To the Public Works, Parks, Labor, Transportation Committee, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you for your work this morning.
Can I add two more resolutions?
But that's for budget. He's just ending work.
Okay.
Yeah.
These two items, for the record, these two items are not joint or
no, he's already signed.
Oh, you already signed them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, good. So that with that understanding, we have... then items 3 and 4, and I think they're related, right, Commissioner? So we could visit both of them together?
Yeah, absolutely.
For budget and appropriation? Okay, Commissioner. BO14C, exterior infrastructure repairs, White Plains Complex, and also C and B.
Yes. Let's do B. B is actually the component that we're asking for bonding, $750,000 for design, construction, and construction management, primarily of, well, it is the parking structure.
Excuse me. I'm hearing very loud conversation coming from the outside, please. Well, we can close one or two, but thanks so much. If you could start again.
Sure. B014B is exterior infrastructure repairs, White Plains Complex. This component of the capital is to replace the fire sprinkler system and miscellaneous repairs related to the fire sprinkler system and the MLB parking structure, which is our main parking structure next door. The work will consist of replacement of deteriorated piping, replacement of deteriorated valves, rust removal, painting, and miscellaneous concrete repairs to affix this plumbing to the structure. It's entire project cost, design, construction, and construction management. As you know, the board previously appropriated the last major capital was the last major capital in this capital was in 2008 for $5,900,000. That particular capital was to replace all the windows in this building as well as 112 East Post Road and the Coachman Hotel. That was the last appropriation in 2008 for $5.9 million. This capital is for the fire sprinkler replacement and the MLB parking structure.
Commissioner, let me take you back. You mentioned $900,000 for the replacement of this.
I'm just going over. This is a multi-phase capital project. The last capital under this E014B was an appropriation for $5.9 million that was conducted in 2008. The current bond is a continuation of the exterior infrastructure for the White Plains complex,
okay,
isolated toward the parking structure,
okay,
toward the sprinkler system and the parking structure. And we're asking for $750,000 to do design, construction, and construction management.
All right. And this has come through the capital budget as appropriate.
Yes, the same process that we use for the park.
Yeah, because I remember the windows being way more expensive than $900,000.
Yes. But luckily we got all the windows done. And
actually, great.
Now we can open them 4 inches.
Yeah. No, great work.
Are we allowed to open them when the AC is on?
Yeah. No.
that was really quick. All right. This item was already seen by the subcommittee for this committee and Public Works. Mr. Chairman, do you have any comments other than the fact that any member at this point?
Just the commissioner came before us and we reviewed the substantive aspects of the legislation and we wanted to report it to the floor. We knew that budget would be taking it up as well today.
We are on conversation for both items. You haven't presented both yet.
Oh.
Okay. And Mr. Hart.
Yeah, just a quick question, if I may. Just refresh my memory, please. I think the window replacement was funded through energy block grants, if I'm not mistaken.
No. The energy grants were funded from capital. It was done through NYPA.
It was NYPA money.
But it was paid down through the grant.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to finance through NYPA, and as you know, there's no payback on windows
right.
in terms of energy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so that we can do both items together.
So, B014C is we're asking for an appropriation of $950,000 to do design, construction, and construction management. And the repairs are primarily what you see on the 8th and 9th floor. The steel spindle beam, the structural steel columns, the steel lintel, brickwork, and penthouse.